Praise the Lord. We got power in the hole.
Yep.
I'm still thinking, as I was thinking about Jesus feeding the 5,000 with those two little loaves and two little fishes and five loaves of bread. And then I think about him preaching to 20 to 30,000 people. You know, that scripture says he preached to 5,000 men. That's beside the wives and the children. So, man, that's something to think about. Jesus preaching to 12, 15, 20, 30, maybe 40,000 people.
You do that every day.
But I got a little help.
On YouTube. All right, well, dear, this is thank you. Thank you. Dear Pastor Thurman, family, and staff, it was many years ago when I was able to sit on your teachings in Lodi. That was at Lodi, California. We were out there several times. And when you returned, I had more family with me to hear the word from the Lord. I thank God for you and how he has used and blessed you in so many ways. It's the stories that God brings up in my heart to get strength from. The stories of miracles and stories of knowing how much our Heavenly Father loves us. So this card of thank you is so much more because it comes from the obedient heart from the very beginning of the God-given walk, ministry, and love of the Lord for his children. May God continue to bless you mightily and your family and God-given staff. The CD teachings have not stopped here due to when I share in the Gathering Friends Bible studies. The CD goes with me to get passed out along with the literature to bless them more. Your ministry is carried on to so many. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26. I pray the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13:14, his child, Deborah and Jerry.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So what was the story that you had years ago? It's a true story. A lady called, this is right after we got married, I think, which was almost 16 years ago. This lady called and said she had a dream about him the night before, and that there was millions of people out in front, and Jesus was standing beside her, and she said, "Lord, who are all these people?" And he said, "Those are the ones that did he call you son?"
And they said, "Yeah, those are the people I'm going to save, heal, and deliver."
But my son Thurman is going to save, heal, and deliver.
And I thought, wow, I never had a Bible study class over 25 at that time.
And now he reaches the world. We hear from everybody, everywhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, really. We see healings on the email, over the phone. Of course, coming here, we see healings. It's just amazing.
Just like one of the men a while ago, he was asking me, where is Sharon? And, of course, we pointed her out to and.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when you stop and think, everybody know. How does everybody know you, Sharon? As the basket case. She was a basket case.
Yeah,
she had all kinds of things wrong with her, and we prayed the prayer of faith for her, repented of her sins and all those things. And the King of the universe completely healed that girl, and that's been 15 years ago.
Yep.
And Sharon has been completely healed ever since, and everybody wants to know, where is the girl that was the basket case? Well, that's her back there. And she's not going to be a Baptist basket case anymore, is she?
No. She's a huge prayer warrior here.
Amen. She's a great prayer warrior.
Yeah.
She prays for people, and many, many miracles have happened through her prayers.
That's right. Many cases of cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, healed over the phone. Lots
Praise
of cancer.
Lord. Wow. What a girl.
Of course, we all know what causes cancer. Unforgiveness and bitterness.
Yeah.
So,
wow, praise the Lord.
Walk in love, as my husband always says. Walk in love and obey the King and pray and it's done. Just believe.
Amen.
That's it. All right, this is from Anna Mae. She says, we changed her life forever. She's a pastor's wife. And so they'd ask for some prayer. And She came back with, "Thank you for sharing your messages online. It is so freeing and refreshing to hear the pure word being preached with no compromise. May you be forever blessed."
Amen.
I agree.
I love it to be blessed. Don't you love to be blessed by the Lord?
Amen. This is from Leah.
We are blessed, aren't we? Wow, praise the Lord. Okay.
Dear TLSM, I have continuous gratitude to God for you. Another of the many ways I am blessed and taught by you comes from hearing how, within the ministry, you watch out for each other regarding sin and encourage each other to walk holy. Sometimes I think about how nice it would be to have someone to tell me, "That sounded like you were complaining," etc. But as you know, not so many people understand these things. Occasionally my husband says, "If you don't quit that grumbling, you're going to get afflicted with something." I go, "Oh gosh, got to shut my mouth." Anyway, thank the Lord that I have the Holy Spirit to tell me. I continue to seek for this in others, and when God brings me family, which is coming, I will teach them, and we will then help each other as your ministry so nicely models. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Praise the Lord.
Yep. Yep, got to stay in that love walk. And there's a big reason why I have to stay in my love walk, because if I get out of my love walk, then that opens the door to Thurman, because the two become one when they get married, so my sins affect him. So I have to watch out. Don't want
to
take you out.
That's why you need to be careful who you marry.
That's a good thing God told me.
That's for sure. Wow.
Oh, you really. Okay, this is from Kimberly. "Greetings, Brother Scrivener. I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayer of faith over my breast cancer last week. Although our phone connection was less than optimum and the conversation was brief, I absolutely know King Jesus healed me through you that day." Yes, amen. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
"I continue to praise our Heavenly Father for His faithfulness and you, His amazing and humble servant. Your teachings are life-changing in so many ways, and on behalf of the multitudes, I forward our infinite love and gratitude. Oh, one last thing. I just have to let you know, the intensity and the efficacy, E-F-F-I-C-A-C-Y? Okay, I didn't even know what that meant. Efficient? Effectiveness. Okay, efficacy. The intensity and the efficacy of my prayer life is totally ramped up since your teaching on the third heaven. Wow! May you and your family always bask in the love and never-ending abundance of our King, your sister in Christ, Kimberly."
Praise the Lord.
Yep. Okay, it's all yours.
I will never forget when I was in Pastor John McCall's church in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. There was a pretty full house that night. We had all kinds of people there, and I was done the teaching on third heaven. And when I got through with the teaching on the third heaven, there was a lady out there. She just jumped up. "Where were you 20 years ago when I needed you?" I'll never forget that woman. I said, "Why?" She said, "I needed to know what you're teaching tonight. I needed to know this 20 years ago so I could have stayed out of trouble." She said, "I didn't realize how sin affects us." She said, "I just can't believe it. Where were you?" I said, "Well, it wouldn't have done any good 20 years ago. I didn't know these things either." But I'm learning. He sent His
word.
He sent His
word.
He sent His
word.
And what did that word do?
Healed us,
delivered us, gives us prosperity,
made us whole.
Completely done everything that word, just like that word sozo up there says. He sent His word. So if you have a word from God that you're healed, if you believe it and act on it, I guarantee you'll get healed.
Amen.
Now, if you go away wavering, saying, "Oh, I'm not sure that's going to work," He didn't do much. He didn't pray a very long prayer. Did you know some of the most magnificent answers to prayer that I have had was over a one-line prayer? I mean, I think about Johnny Brumfield, that guy down there in New Orleans, or in Mandy, Louisiana. He was sitting on the front row up here, and his legs was crushed. He couldn't walk, hadn't walked in 21 months. I prayed one simple little line, one line prayer. And then I told him to get up your heel. And he stood up. He didn't know what to do. But I reached down and I said, "Stand up, Johnny, to your heel." So I grabbed him by the hand and jerked him up. And when he came up out of the seat he was sitting in, he stood up. He's looking around thinking, "My God, I'm standing up. I couldn't do that." And I said, "Come on. Don't let that doubt get you." I jerked him to give him a pull. I said, "Come on, Johnny, let's go." I give him another pull. The third to pull, I said, "You got it." And man, he started around that pulpit up here and he went around. He said, "I am healed. I'm healed. I'm healed." And he broke to the back of the church and ran all the way to the front. Now, what did God send to heal him?
His word.
John 14, 13, 14, anything you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do for you. John 14, 13, and 14, it's a done deal if you only believe. Now, if you get over here and say, "I'm not sure it's going to work," the next step, you're going to fall on your face. God says you must believe with
no doubt.
Now then, there's something that's going around that the church needs to be aware of. We got a virus. Anybody heard about the virus?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. They're trying to keep it quiet. But you can't keep something quiet like that. Let me ask you something. How many people, according to the news, how many people die every day in that's dying in China and Japan? And how many people, let's just put it like this. When Howard Pittman was here, he told us how many people died every 15 minutes. Anybody remember how many people he said died every 15 minutes?
2,000.
2,000 people. And that's just a normal day for God. 2,000 people die every 15 minutes on this earth. That means every day there's about 250,000 people die on this earth. 250,000 people on a normal good day when there is no virus, just normal. And people normally don't get excited. In fact, we was down at the funeral home the other day putting one of our members to rest.
Oh, I forgot to say something about
that. And as we were putting that member to rest, somebody asked the funeral home person there about, "Do you have other people in here?" And he said, there's 12 right now. In that particular funeral home that we put our ladies to rest in, there was 12 people that had died and was putting them away. 12. But 12 is nothing. Not whenever you think about 8 to 10,000 people every hour. In other words, today in about an hour's time when we have our service here, there will be about 8 to 10,000 people die just every day. Mm-hmm. So, and people don't even act like there's nothing wrong. You know, there's nothing wrong. Don't worry about it. You know, you shouldn't worry about it, but if you need to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I think God wants His children to live a long, healthy, good life. He tells us it's appointed unto man wants to die and then the judgment. So He tells us we're going to die. He tells us we're going to be judged. Tells us everything about it. So But if you want to live out a long, good, healthy life, and just like I think about me, I'm 81 and going on for 100.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever.
We're in agreement.
But there's something we can do to increase our lifespan. Now, right now, with this thing, this virus that's going around.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, whatever you call the thing, it don't make any difference to me. It's a virus. Some kind of virus that's nipping away at the people's body, and that is going to kill thousands of people. They say it's already killed thousands of people, but just think, you never think about 8,000 people an hour. 8,000, maybe 10,000 on some days, in an hour. But in a day's time, 24 hours, there will be 250,000 people die today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And where somebody says, well, we ought to run out of people pretty soon. Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to worry about that because we're coming back in at 330,000 an hour a day. So every day, not only is there a quarter of a million people die, but there's about 330,000 are born. So we stay busy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people everywhere. You don't have to worry about it. It's increasing everywhere. But God gave us some rules. And he said what we can do and some of the things that I've learned. One of the things that I've learned is the way you live and what you do for your life through your people, your children, and on this earth will determine how your children turn out. You can say the wrong things, you can do the wrong things, and you can kill your children prematurely. I mean, it's amazing. Most people have no idea, I mean, no idea whatsoever, that what they do and how they live is going to affect your children. In other words, somebody gets mad at their wife. Say Cheryl and I, husband and wife, say we got two or three or four kids and we're raising up our children and I get mad at my wife or my wife gets mad at me for some little something and she gets an unforgiveness and bitterness against me for something and we hold that unforgiveness and we go to bed mad. The Lord says, don't go to bed angry, you give place to the devil. Mm-hmm. We don't believe that. The devil, he believes it. And so if Cheryl gets mad at me for something, no matter what it was, no matter how bad it was, she has got to forgive me.
Yeah.
There's just no two ways about it. You have to forgive. And if you don't, if you say, well, I ain't going to forgive him, well, let me tell you what, if you're not going to forgive him, I'll tell you what the Lord's going to do. He's going to turn loose a tormenting spirit to torment her. And then that tormenting spirit, if he don't get her attention, he'll torment me. And if he don't get to our attention there, then he'll torment the children.
Yep.
And those children, they will die. Some of them will have diseases. When I learned this from God's Word, I almost couldn't believe that what I was reading about God saying in his Word, that if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, that he will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. Then I think about Cody. This little 9-month-old boy, I don't know what happened or how it happened. I still don't know what the consequence was, but all I know is Cody was a strung-out little boy. I mean, he was sick, and he was awful. That little boy, as you try to teach him something or walk with him or feed him or whatever, I mean, he was a crazy kid.
Cry all the time.
I mean, he cried all the time, you know. He screamed and he'd knock his milk over. It was just unreal, you know, just hollering and screaming all the time. And in fact, my wife at the time, Betty, she said, I'll keep him till you find somebody to keep him. But she didn't realize after about 3 weeks of trying to keep this kid, I remember what she said that night. She said, "I met my match." She said, "That boy he's not normal." She said, he cries, he screams, he does all kinds of things. And so I said, I'll agree, that's not normal. So as a man or a son of God, I just said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, what's wrong with Cody? Thank you, Lord, for the answer." Immediately, the Lord spoke to me and said, "He has a tormenting spirit." I said, "Oh, okay, thank you, Lord. I know what to do." I cast out. Did the Lord tell us to cast out spirits?
Yes.
He told us to cast out spirits. So anyway, the next day, whenever Mama brought Cody and left him there, he was kicking and screaming and doing everything wrong. And I thought, wow. So anyway, after Mama left him, she left crying herself. She says, "Betty, I don't know what to do. I hate to leave him with you like this." But she says, "Oh, it's okay. We'll get it taken care of." So after she left, I went over there. I looked down. I got down on my knees right in front of that little high chair. I put my hands on that little boy's shoulders, and I pulled him up, and I looked him right in the eye, and I said, "You devil of hell, you tormenting spirit of hell, and I have a power and authority over you. It is written in Luke 10:19-20. I have authority over you in the name of Jesus. I demand and command you to come out of Cody and go to the abyss, and don't you ever come back in Jesus' name. Do you hear me, devil?" I said, "Thank you, Lord." I got up, said to him, I said, "Guarantee you and Cody will have a great day today." Everybody says, what are you talking about?" And I said, "I just cast a demon out of this kid. He has a demon." Now, some of you people get mad at somebody. This is something you may have never thought of. You get mad at somebody, and then your son or your daughter, he goes crazy, or she goes crazy, and does things, or moves out of the house, or goes and shacks up with somebody. They want to know, "What is wrong with this kid? What's wrong?" You were the problem. You never thought about it. You're getting in an unforgiveness against your husband or against somebody that's creating a problem, and God has done everything he can do that he's trying to do to straighten you out, to get you to walk in love, and you won't do it. You will not forgive. But the problem is, you got to forgive her. You got to forgive her. You got to forgive. You don't know what she did to me. I'm never going to forgive her. Have you heard people say that in your life?
Yes.
I'm never going to forgive. God's doing everything to get you set free. Well, let me tell you, that night, Cody, when I kicked out that devil, out of that little boy, another come back that afternoon and picked him up, and for the first time in his life, he seemed to be about normal. So they left Monday morning. She brought him back. She walked in the house with Cody, and she said, "Betty, what in the world did you do to my son? Did you give him some medicine?" Betty said, "Oh, no, I would never have given him medicine without your approval." "No, why?" She said, "My son, since I picked him up last Friday afternoon, all weekend long, Saturday, Sunday, to so far as today, he has been totally normal and calm." Said, "You got to have done something." She said, "You had to do something." She said, "Well, Thurman prayed for him." She said, "Well, Thurman, whatever you did, it works." When I speak in the name of Jesus, I expect it to work, don't you? So we kicked that devil out, Cody and Betty, after she sat there a little while. I said, why didn't you tell her the truth? She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Why didn't you tell her? I cast a demon out of her son. That was the problem." Betty said, I'm not even, "I live with you. I'm your wife." And she said, "I don't understand you. I'm glad nobody understands me. Aren't you?"
Yep.
When Jesus tells me I can kick out devils, what do you? But he told you that too. You know that?
Yes.
We kicked out that devil 15 or 20 years later. And it's at least 15 years later.
You also had that happen this past weekend.
Okay. Ida called us last week and said that her great-great-grandbaby was screaming and crying for 2 weeks and wouldn't stop and wouldn't eat. Hadn't eaten in 14 days, I think it was, or 17 days. And we were on the way home, and you prayed right there and cast that tormenting spirit out. And she texted me back and says, the baby quit crying. The baby started eating again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so your skills have not, you still have your skills with you about kicking out tormenting spirits. But I forgot to tell everybody, we lost two of our saints this week. We lost Ida's husband, Ferris Kelly Jr., unexpectedly. And we also lost Daniel Mandalina, Barbara and Dan that used to sit back here. He gave all the circuits for the building and everything back when we were building it. So eventually Ida's going to have a memorial, and I'm not for Ferris, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with Dan. We'll let you know.
Have you and me been given power and dominion and authority over this earth?
Yes.
And why in God's name, why don't we use it? If Jesus tells you you can cast out devils, it's just like the first thing I did when Ida called and said they had a problem with their grandbaby.
Great-grandbaby.
I know there's a sin issue somewhere, and somebody is causing the problem.
Yeah.
Somebody is causing the problem. In other words, is it easy to get into unforgiveness and bitterness?
Yeah.
It's so easy. Kick out them devils. First thing I did was remit the sins of the parents. Then I remit the sins of the grandparents. And then I remit the sins of the great-grandparents. And then I command those spirits of hell to leave. If once you remit those sins of all the people, the devil now has no legal claim, and he has got to leave when you command him to leave. Just like that, whenever that grandbaby was hollering and screaming and all that stuff, and as soon as I found out what the problem was here and I remitted the sins, and kicked out those devils and prayed for that little boy, or actually it's more of a prayer of command. I actually wasn't praying for him. I was commanding the spirits to do what I wanted them to do in the name of Jesus after I remitted their sins. And you see what happened. The little boy quit screaming. It's just like one night I was coming back from Chicago several years ago. We started the descent into Dallas. You normally start the descent about 100 miles out. As we start down, there's a woman with a little baby behind me. And of course, you know what happens with the pressurization. Even when it's smooth, you know, it's still uncomfortable. This little guy was screaming. All of a sudden, he started crying, and then he got a little worse, and so he starts screaming and screaming. And as we go along and come down, we get about halfway in, that poor little kid is, I said, Lord, why in the world don't somebody do something with that kid? And I thought, what am I talking about? Here I am, an anointed man of God, a baby behind me here that's crying, that all I got a book full of promises that said, if you will ask me for anything, I will do it for you. Did he say that?
Yes. He said that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what in the world do we go around saying, Lord, why don't you do something?
Just not thinking.
So I said, Father, forgive me for my unbelief. Father, I ask you to move on that little child behind me and make that spirit go away and make that air bubble in his ears perfect and just heal that little guy. And I consider it done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And the minute I said, thank you, Jesus, that boy stopped crying. And I mean, he never cried another lick. We went all the way down, landed and everything, and I thought, now half the trip, half of that descent, I could have done that at the very beginning, but I wasn't thinking. I was sitting there saying, why don't somebody do something? And do you have dominion and power and authority to do something?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, honey, I get to Psalm 91.
Okay.
We're going to read Psalm 91. Now, we're having a little problem with this virus.
Jackie,
the world is fixing to have a whole lot of problem with the virus. If you don't have one, get your Psalm 91 card, and we're going to read that verse by verse, the whole thing over this. I challenge you, since that thing is spreading all over, and it's coming everywhere, if you don't exercise your dominion, your authority over that, that could come to your house and it could shorten the lives of you or your children. Now, do you want the virus to get you and your children?
No.
Well, God sent you something to solve the problem, and that's Psalm 91.
Amen.
Well, if you will read, and here again, it's like that lady told me the other day. She said, "Mr. Scrivener, I love it when you pray because you say, now I guarantee it's done." Well, let me tell you, if I can't guarantee God's word, I better go do something else. Because when I say in the name of Jesus, I expect something to happen.
Amen.
I expect the tormenting spirits to line up. But I want you to listen close. And Cheryl reads each one of these verses, one by one, Psalm 91. Listen, honey, read Psalm 91, verse 1.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, now, to abide, you got to get in the Word and study the Word. You got to read so I'm saying, if you'll take this Psalm 91 and you'll read this to you and your family every day, at least once. This is one beautiful thing about the Word. You don't have to worry about overdose. You can read it one time or 50 times, and you will not overdose. It'll help you, but it won't cut your life short by overdosing on the Word of God. So, okay, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Next verse, honey.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
See what happens when we trust Him? Mm-hmm. He is our God, and we need to trust Him. Okay, honey, read on.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
This plague right here that she's just reading about, it's coming all over the world. It doesn't take long to get with the modes of transportation we have. It don't take long for that to go everywhere. Mm-mm. So it's going to kill lots of people. But don't let it kill you. You and your children, stand on the Word. Don't get into unbelief and doubt, because if you do, then it'll kill you. God's not a wishy-washy God. He said He sent His Word to heal us. He sent His Word to deliver us. He sent Psalm 91 to show us what we need to do to walk holy before Him, and He'll do what He said, and you don't have to worry about being sick or afflicted. That thing cannot touch you if you obey Him and do what He says.
Amen.
Now, is He your God?
Yes.
Can He do what He said?
Yes.
He can do greater than He said.
Amen.
He says in that scripture that I can do exceedingly.
Abundantly.
Yeah, above all you can even think or imagine. So you don't have to worry about God's power. He's got plenty of it.
Amen.
And He'll do it, but you got to walk in that faith and that power. You got to believe it's done. No doubt in your heart. Read on.
He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Read on.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Should we be afraid of anything?
No.
As sons and daughters of God, He's going to take care of us. The only thing that makes Him unhappy about this is when you get into doubt and unbelief. When you start saying, well, I don't know whether that's going to work or not. I better go see if I got some medicine for that. You might as well have just hung it up right then. God don't like a wimp.
No.
He don't want you to depend on somebody else to get healed. He wants you to depend on Him. So let me tell you, He knows everything about everything. Read on.
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Wow. Them
not to be afraid.
Them devils are doing everything they can, but we're not going to be afraid, are we?
No.
We're not going to be afraid. We're going to walk. We're going to walk in His power and His love, and we are not going to be afraid. Okay, read on.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
Now, does those numbers kind of line up with what we talked about a while ago?
Yes.
There's thousands of people dying, but every day. But you don't have to be concerned about it. It will not come near you. Is that what he said?
Yes.
But that's only if you believe. Only if you do what he said. If you do what he said, the first part of that, then no sickness will come near you. Read on.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
Did you know that's a bunch of folks? 1,000? Can you imagine that? Somebody says, my Lord, there's only 50 or 100 of us in this little church right now. Well, wow. Ain't that something? And you're going to tell me that if people start dying around me and falling around me, all I got to do is get into faith and I can walk right through that.
Yeah. Yes.
If you believe God, you have no fear. You can't touch me, devil. I'm walking in obedience. I'm walking in love. So you have no hold on me. I am a son of God, a joint heir with Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. And I'm going to walk in holiness and obedience to your word, and nothing can touch me. Nothing can touch you. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
Do we have to worry about anything?
No.
If you're a son of God, you don't. And if you believe, you don't. Just like Jesus told J.R.'s when he said his son was dead. He said, don't worry about it. You only believe and you'll see the glory of God. And I love it every time I think about it. Carrie, don't worry. Lazarus, he's been dead 4 days. This guy is still alive. Just go in and pray for her.
That's right.
Ain't that something?
That's
right.
Yes.
I mean, but nothing's hard for God.
No.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. Read on, Cheryl.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Now, did you just hear that? But it shall
not.
If you walk in, you got 1,000 over here and 10,000 over here. But did you know that's wiping out Justin 3 times?
Mm-hmm.
Wipe out the whole city of Justin. I mean, kill everybody in town, and that still wouldn't be 10,000 people. But he said, if you see it, if 10,000 die, 1,000 is your right hand, 10,000, it will not come near you. So if we're walking in obedience to God's word, do we have to worry about anything?
No.
No, you don't have to worry about nothing, because when you start worrying, that's when you really start needing to get back in worry. Because when you start worrying, you start sinning.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want you to sin. He wants you to walk in obedience to His word and believe His word. Okay, I didn't read on.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Wow. The reward of the wicked. They're dying all around. Their sins are paying the price for their sins. I'm not going to worry about nothing. Are you?
No.
I ain't going to worry about nothing. I'm not. I mean, I am saved, healed, delivered, made whole, preserved. I'm sozo. Just exactly like that person says. I am healed. Because He sent His word. And heal me. Does His word work?
Yes.
It does if you stay with it in faith.
Yes,
sorry. Yeah, read on.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Oh, don't you love that?
Yes.
Yeah. No plague, no, none of this sickness, none of these.
No, nothing.
Nothing shall come near you to hurt you.
Nope.
You don't have to worry about it. I got it under control, he said. No problem. All you got to do is know my word and stand on my word. Read Psalm 91 to you and your spouse and your children every day. And it wouldn't hurt anything if you'd done it in the morning, you'd done it at noon, and you'd done it in the evening. It wouldn't hurt a thing, because you can't overdose on God's word. I'm telling you, God's word works, and you don't have to worry about it. Nothing. He promises you, if we do the things he's told us to do so far, if we do those things, he promises us, these things will not come near us.
No,
it can't touch us. No plagues shall come near. No plagues shall come near you. Okay, read on. Read on.
Next. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Amen. Praise God. Read on.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Those devils and demons, you just walk on them. Walk them down on their backside. Kick them in the rear end as you go by. I mean, you have, how much power do you have over those devils?
All power.
So should we have anything to be concerned about?
No.
Read on, honey.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name.
Wow. He's going to set you free. Wow. Press on.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Don't fail to read Psalm 91
yep.
at your house, because this virus is coming all over the world.
Yep.
And you don't want to be one of the losers.
Nope.
Stay with it.